Today is Wednesday, April 17th. We're talking about how the U.S. now plans to respond to Iran's attack on Israel and why former President Trump got a stern warning during his first criminal trial. Also, where Americans are cleaning up from tornado damage as the severe weather danger does continue. Plus, how a piece of the International Space Station ended up crashing into a Florida home. What kind of jobs are making a comeback with Gen Z? And what game show NFL star Travis Kelce will be hosting? Those stories and even more news to know in today's episode. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in around 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. The White House says it now has plans to hold Iran accountable for its unprecedented attack on Israel. But instead of attacking Iran in retaliation, the U.S. is imposing sanctions. The U.S. National Security Advisor said in a statement the new sanctions would target Iran's missile and drone program and other groups that support the country's military. There wasn't much more detail than that, but the New York Times cites a source who said the U.S. is essentially looking for ways to cut off Iran's access to the parts that it needs to build weapons like drones. Already, the U.S. has issued extensive sanctions over the years as part of a broad effort to keep Iran from acquiring nuclear weapons. But Iran's military capabilities have still grown. And you'll remember, over the weekend, Iran launched more than 300 missiles and drones at Israel. Most of them were intercepted and shot down by Israel and its allies, including the U.S. But it still sparked fears of a larger war in the Middle East. So on top of sanctions, the U.S. Treasury is preparing. President Biden is apparently also working with international partners and bipartisan leaders in Congress about an even stronger response. Plus, defense agencies are working on strengthening missile defense and early warning systems across the Middle East. Meanwhile, Israel's military is still promising to retaliate against Iran, despite the risks and warnings from allies. And the U.S. Congress is considering another aid package for Israel now. To be continued. Former President Trump's first criminal trial is speeding up a bit, and now the judge says opening statements could begin as soon as next week. So far, 7 of the 12 jurors have been selected and sworn in. Many, many more, though, have been weeded out. During the selection process, Trump spent hours listening to potential jurors offer their opinions of him. And his lawyers picked apart some of their old social media posts, looking for any indication they might have a bias against their client. At one point, the judge reprimanded the former president for visibly and audibly reacting, accusing him of trying to intimidate jurors. Remember, in this case, prosecutors say Trump orchestrated a scheme before the 2016 election to pay off an adult film actress to keep her quiet about an affair. And what made this illegal was, they say, Trump created a false paper trail to hide the true purpose and source of the payment. But Trump says he is innocent and he has pleaded not guilty. Jury selection is set to continue tomorrow. Since the court is not in session today, former President Trump is expected to return to the campaign trail. President Biden is already on a campaign swing in Pennsylvania now. Change of plans for a big controversial road project through the Alaskan wilderness. The original plan was for a 211-mile industrial road to be built, allowing access to a large copper deposit worth $7.5 billion. The issue is that copper deposit is buried under ecologically sensitive land. So for years, opponents have argued it would threaten wildlife and Alaska Native tribes that rely on hunting and fishing. And then the Interior Department apparently agreed in its analysis that an industrial road would hurt the environment and tribal communities. But supporters say it was actually an environmental venture, since the copper they're after is critical to make wind turbines, as well as transmission lines for wind, solar, and other renewable energy. The Trump administration first approved a permit back in 2020, and Alaska's two U.S. senators and one U.S. House rep all supported it. But now the Biden administration seems to be undoing it, and is reportedly saying not going to happen. That decision is expected to be formally announced today. This week, federal regulators finally issued new protections for miners that were actually recommended half a century ago. Because of these protections, mining companies will have to limit the concentrations of a type of dust that's been known to cause deadly lung illnesses. Both mine safety advocates and industry groups generally support the rule change, but they do have different opinions about how it should be enforced. For example, mining trade groups argue the requirements are too broad and too costly, while miners' advocates say the requirements don't go far enough, since companies are largely left to police themselves. Those disagreements are apparently just part of the reason this regulatory process has spanned four presidential administrations. Over the years, officials have blamed competing priorities and politics for the slow progress. And unfortunately, during the years of delays, rates of severe black lung have surged, especially among minors in their 30s and 40s. Now, the new rule adopts exactly what was proposed back in the 1970s. Plus, workers will have to get access to regular medical exams. It will fully go into effect over the next couple of years. Parts of the Midwest are recovering from severe weather that ripped roofs off buildings, tore homes and farms apart, and left at least two people hurt. Several tornadoes, large hail, and high winds were reported across many states like Iowa, Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri. Today, the severe storm threat shifts east. Thunderstorms are expected across parts of Michigan, Indiana, Ohio, Kentucky, and Tennessee. And they could bring more tornadoes, heavy rain, hail, and so on through this evening. The Northeast could also get some soaking rain, though it's not expected to be severe. More news is still ahead, but first, this episode is brought to you by ZocDoc. As you might imagine, I research a lot and I ask a lot of questions, whether it's about the day's news or my own health and the health of my family. So when I go to the doctor's office, yes, I'm that patient with a list of questions ready to go. And I expect to have a doctor that listens to me, wants to answer my questions, and works with me to find the best next step. We all deserve a doctor that never makes us feel annoying or embarrassed. Enter ZocDoc, the place where you can find and book doctors from tens of thousands of top-tier choices, all with verified patient reviews. ZocDoc is a free app and website where you can search and compare highly rated in-network doctors near you and instantly book appointments with them online. Don't settle. Go for the best and find the right doctor for you. Every time I need to find a new type of doctor, I'll search ZocDoc, and you should too. Go to ZocDoc.com/newsworthy and download the ZocDoc app for free. Then find and book a top-rated doctor today. That's ZocDoc.com/newsworthy. ZocDoc.com/newsworthy. Now back to the news. Well, get this, a piece of metal randomly crashed into a Florida home recently, and this week NASA confirmed it was space junk from the International Space Station. It came from a cargo pallet that weighed thousands of pounds and was packed with aging batteries. It was released on purpose from the ISS 3 years ago and was supposed to burn up harmlessly in Earth's atmosphere. But NASA says a roughly 2-pound piece of it seems to have survived and landed on a house in Naples, Florida. It crashed through the roof and two floors of the home. Thankfully, no one was hurt, but it was apparently a pretty close call, with people just a couple of rooms away from the debris. Now, NASA says a more detailed investigation is underway to figure out how the object was able to withstand the extreme trip through the atmosphere and whether it needs to find a new way to dispose of space debris in the future. Boeing will be the main focus of two hearings on Capitol Hill today. First, a group of senators will hear from safety aviation experts behind the recent report that criticized Boeing's safety culture and called for significant improvements. The second hearing will feature a former Boeing engineer who says the company took shortcuts in manufacturing some of its biggest jets, and he'll testify alongside another whistleblower. Boeing, though, says his claims are not true, and it's standing by their aircraft safety. Of course, this all comes as the plane maker faces intense scrutiny that really picked up after a plane came apart midair back in January. And since then, regulators have limited the company's production, and its aircraft deliveries fell by half last month. There has also been a management shakeup at Boeing, but executives are said to be cooperating with lawmakers' investigations and are expected to be at future hearings later this year. Amazon Music is the latest to embrace more artificial intelligence. This week, it announced an AI playlist generator called Maestro. It allows customers on both Apple and Android devices to create playlists using just spoken or written prompts. So those prompts can include activities, sounds, or emotions. They can even include emoji. Within seconds, an AI-generated playlist will pop up that will apparently match your prompt. People can then save their playlists and share it with friends. It's all pretty similar to Spotify's AI playlist, which was rolled out to select countries earlier this month. For now, Maestro is in the testing phase, so it's only going out to select free Amazon Music users, as well as subscribers and Prime customers on the Amazon Music app, though the company says it will be expanding over time. Football star Travis Kelce is beginning a new side hustle as a game show host. The Kansas City Chiefs tight end is set to host a new spinoff of Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader? This version is called Are You Smarter Than a Celebrity? And yes, it will be full of celebrity cameos. Each game will welcome a contestant who can work with a classroom full of celebrities to help them answer questions, all pulled from elementary school curriculum. And there's a $100,000 prize on the line. Kelsey says he grew up loving game shows, so he's excited to be hosting his very first one. This expands his profile even more, since he's already popular as an NFL player and podcast host, and has become a household name since he started dating pop star Taylor Swift. Are You Smarter Than a Celebrity is set to air on Amazon's Prime Video. As of now, though, there's no release date set. That's it for the main news today, so now it's time for Work Wednesday, when we break down one interesting career or work-related news story every Wednesday. But first, a quick thank you to our sponsor, Honeylove. All of us have those certain items in our closet that you pick over everything else, right? For me, that's definitely Honeylove's Legging 2.0. I literally wear these pretty much every day until I need to wash them. They're cute with a stylish look and shaping. They're comfortable with a super soft cooling material that holds you in without feeling too tight. And they're convenient with pockets that don't add bulk but still make it really easy to carry around my phone when my hands are full. So whether I'm working from home, working out, or running around town with my toddler, Honeylove's Legging 2.0 are my go-to. I'm also a huge fan of their shapewear, and our executive producer agrees there's a reason she's chosen Honeylove shapewear over other brands even on her wedding day. Treat yourself to the best bras, shapewear, and leggings on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/newsworthy. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off honeylove.com/newsworthy. After your purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them we sent you. Start the new year with confidence thanks to Honeylove. Okay, now back to Work Wednesday. America's skilled trades like plumbing, welding, vehicle repair, and construction seem to be making a comeback, especially among the youngest American workers in Gen Z. Enrollment in vocational programs and applications to trade jobs are ticking up, just as enrollment is falling at four-year and community colleges. And the jobs seem to be there for the taking. There's a shortage of skilled tradespeople since more older workers have retired than have been trained to take their places. But now a shift is underway as Gen Z starts getting technical training. Experts say part of it is because the stigmas and stereotypes about the working class seem to be going away. But also there's the rising cost of a four-year degree and the rising pay for trades jobs. The U.S. Labor Department says a good number of them pay at least $80,000 or even close to $100,000 a year, no college education required. And several of those jobs are expected to see even more growth over the next 10 years. Thank you so much for joining us today and for sharing the show. It really helps us out when you let others know you listen and encourage them to give it a try, too. Thank you so much for all of your support. We'll catch you up on more news to know tomorrow. Until then, have a great day.